जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरी वरधरी, जय गिरी वरधरी। जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन, जय ब्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरा वनचारी कुंज बिहारी, जय यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदरक्ष श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेशियल अभिचरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की, इस्कॉन मठ संस्थापकाचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदरक्ष श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की, श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरि गोवर्धन की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की ताई गौर प्रेमानंदी, ऑल गोरिस्ट असेंबल डिबोटीज, ऑल गोरिस्ट असेंबल डिबोटीज, ऑल गोरिस्ट असेंबल डिबोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने, नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणी, जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट 34। गुणाधिकात् मुदं लिप्सेत् अनुक्रोशं गुणाधमात् मैत्रीं समानात् अन्विच्छेन् न तापैर् अभिभूयते गुणाधिकं मुदं लिप्सेत् अनुक्रोशं गुणाधमात् मैत्रीं समानात् अन्विच्छेन् न तापैरभिभूयते गुणाधिकात् मुदं लिप्सेत् अनुक्रोशं गुणाधमात् मैत्रीं समानात् अन्विच्छेन् न तापैरभिभूयते गुणाधिकान् मुदं लिप्सेत् अनुक्रोशं गुणाधमात् मैत्रीं समानात् अन्विच्छेन् न तापैरभिभूयते अनुक्रोशं गुणाधमात्
मैत्रीं समानात् अन्विच्छेन् न तापैरभिभूयते
माताजिस् गुणाधिकात् वन हु इज मोर क्वालिफाइड मुदम प्लेजर लिप्सेट वन शुड फील अनुक्रोशम कंपैशन गुणाधमात् वन हु इज लेस क्वालिफाइड मैत्रीम फ्रेंडशिप समानात् विथ एन इक्वल अन्विच्छेन वन शुड डिजायर न Not tapair by tribulation abhibhuyate becomes affected. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Every man should act like this. When he meets a person more qualified than himself, he should be very pleased. When he meets someone less qualified than himself, he should be compassionate towards him. And when he meets someone equal to himself, he should make friendship with him. In this way, one is never affected by the threefold miseries of this material world. Purport. Generally, when we find someone more qualified than ourselves, we become envious of him. When we find someone less qualified, we deride him. And when we find someone equal, we become very proud of our activities. These are the causes of all material tribulations. The great sage Narada therefore advised that a devotee should act perfectly. Instead of being envious of a more qualified man, one should be jolly to receive him. Instead of being oppressive to a less qualified man, one should be compassionate towards him just to raise him to the proper standard. And when one meets an equal, instead of being proud of one's own activities before him, one should treat him as a friend. One should also have compassion for the people in general who are suffering due to forgetfulness of Krishna. These important functions will make one happy within this material world. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his analysis of the Anartha Nivritti, describes various kinds of anarthas which a jiva goes through. In the third canto Bhagavatam, when Devahuti is expressing her lamentation that she has lost on opportunities to advance spiritually, she says, Nehayat karma dharmaya na biragaya kalpate na tirthapada sevaya jivan api mritopisah. She says that if a person's karma does not lead to dharma, the dharma does not lead to vairagya, and that vairagya does not lead to bhakti, then these activities are futile. And so she says, one who does not get opportunities is unfortunate, but one who gets opportunities and does not utilize them is very unfortunate. And she includes herself in that category, and she says, Sayam Bhagavata Nunam Vanchito Maya Dridham Yattat Vimuktidam Prapya Na Mumukshaya Bandhanat. She says that I have been solidly cheated by Maya. Vanchito Maya Dridham. Why? Yattat Vimuktidam Prapya Na Mumukshaya Bandhanat. I got several opportunities. First of all, I was the daughter of Swayambhuva Manu, a great devotee. Then I got the association of my husband Kardam Muni, and I got the opportunity to advance spiritually by hearing about spiritual consciousness from them, but I could not utilize that opportunity, and therefore I consider myself most unfortunate, because human life is meant to utilize opportunities to be purified of various anarthas which distract us from our main goal of life. Artha basically means money or wealth, and anartha basically means that which cannot be utilized to buy anything, counterfeit, or that which has lost its value. Just like, you know, 2016, November 8th, everybody remembers. Because till November 8th, the 500 rupee note had tremendous value. And suddenly, the government declared demonetization. And after demonetization, on November 9th, the 500 rupee note became anartha. That means, by showing that, you could not get anything in return. And therefore, here, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that these are the list of anarthas which prevent us from focusing on Krishna, because when we go to the doors of the spiritual world, so artha means that which is of value. So greed is of value in this world. It helps us acquire things in this world. Lust, anger, envy, these are forces which compel us to perform activities which help us acquire fame, reputation, influence, political power, all kinds of other things within this world. So therefore, these qualities are encouraged within this world. So therefore, they have some value within the material world. And therefore, whenever you look at the magazine covers, you know, of different society magazines, or generally speaking, those who make headlines, are ones who are inspired by these six different forces within: greed, pride, lust, envy, anger, illusion. So there is some value for this within this world. But when you take this and then stand at the door of the spiritual world and say that I have tons of greed, tons of lust, tons of anger. Please allow me entry into the spiritual world. So then one hears the response that it is of no value here. You cannot get anything in exchange for this. So therefore there, these become anartha, not of any value. And therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in very nice detail these six as kutinati, which is fault finding. Basically how these six translate: greed, pride, lust, envy, anger, illusion. They are like the base instincts, but they manifest in the form of activities or actions which are more specific. And so the first is kutinati, or fault finding, or duplicity. Fault finding is the first. Second, pratishthasha, name, fame and position, and desire for reputation. Third is kama, to gain things materially. Fourth is nishiddhachar. Nishiddhachar means to practice activities which are very forbidden in scriptures, like breaking of the four regulative principles, meditating, intoxication, gambling, illicit sex, like that. Then fifth is puja. Puja basically means hankering for popularity. And sixth is jivahimsa, which is stopping the progress of the spiritual evolution of a jiva or a soul. So these are the six different anarthas described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And so Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami says, Nana Shastra Kaila Ani Bhakti Granth Sar Moodha Adhama Janare Teho Tarila Nistar. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically came to deliver souls with these kind of anarthas with the simplest process of Harinam Sankirtan. And so to convince the soul that yes, you can only be free from these anarthas, because these anarthas make everyone ask the question constantly, how can I serve my ego, my senses? And how can I please my ego and my senses? So the net effect of these anarthas is all consuming, and the final output or the product is the constant vibration within the heart of these two main questions: how can I please myself, how can I serve myself, and how can I please myself? And therefore this needs to be transformed, and the process of transformation is what Lord Krishna came to deliver when he came 5,000 years ago. And he spoke the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. And in that, he says, you know, mayyeva mana adhatsva mayi buddhim niveshaya nivasishyasi mayyeva ata urdhvam na samshaya. Two symptoms of a transformed heart is extraordinary tolerance and excessive desire or taste for chanting the holy names. So how does one actually come to this stage where he is able to display extraordinary tolerance and very deep taste in the chanting of the holy names? That process was recommended by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami to write in the form of literatures. So Rupa and Sanatan went to Vrindavan and wrote the literatures by which people who are filled with anarthas can come to a stage which is free from anarthas, and from anartha nivritti they can go to artha pravritti, And from asking the question, how can I serve myself and please myself, they can ask the question, how can I serve Krishna and please Krishna? So these two questions of how can I serve Krishna and please Krishna is what is translated in the form of a Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This Mahamantra translates literally into how can I serve you, O Lord Krishna, and how can I please you? And therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Kirtaniya Sada Hari, which means the perfection of a purified soul is that he is constantly asking these two questions and thinking about this, meditating upon this. So the meditation changes from sense gratification as described here in this verse. Gunadhikam mudam lipset anukrosham gunadhamat maitrim samanat anvichin na tapair abhibhuyate. This is a symptom of a transformed heart. And the transformed heart demonstrates tremendous tolerance, tremendous taste. So tolerance and taste are the first rays of illumination by which one can understand that yes, my investment in the spiritual process is gaining returns. So unless one sees a growing sense of tolerance and increase in taste, one cannot actually ascertain symptoms of transcendence. So symptoms of transcendence begins with tolerance and taste. And therefore, in order to demonstrate how to do this and what to do, Mahaprabhu, he did not specifically sit and write any literatures, but he told Rupa and Sanatan to do that. Vidya bhakti buddhi bale parama praveen tabu apana ke mane trina hoite heen kashte srishte karigela ram ke li gram tarathane ayala rupa sanatana naam dui bhai bhakt raja krishna kripa patra vyavahare rajamantri hoi rajapatra. So Mahaprabhu glorifies Rupa and Sanatan as they were best among. Mahaprabhu says, with great difficulty I went to Ramakeli, mainly to connect with Rupa and Sanatan and to inspire them to write these literatures and reveal the depths of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Dui bhai bhakta raja, both of these brothers are like the king amongst the devotees, Krishna Kripa Patra, and they are recipients of Lord Krishna's mercy. Vyavahare Rajamantri, in their external behavior, they are actually politicians, prime minister and finance minister. And Hoi Rajapatra, and they are very intimate associates of the king. But in spite of having high degree of Vidya, Bhakti, Buddhi, Bala, Parama Praveen, Tabu Apana Ke Mane, still they consider themselves to be Trina Hoite Heen, to be more humble than a blade of grass. And so Tara Dainya Dekhishuni Pashana Vidare, Ami Tushta Hoya Kahilu Duhare. Seeing their humility, even the stones would melt, and being pleased with their humility, I spoke to them as follows. Uttama Hoya Heena Kori Manaha Apanare, Ochire Karibe Krishna Karilu Duhare. He says, one who is very elevated, advanced, but still considers himself to be very fallen. Uttama huya heenakuri manaha apanare. You are very elevated, but you consider yourself to be very fallen. Achire karibe Krishna tomara udhare. Very soon Krishna will deliver you. So Rupa and Sanatan were extremely wealthy, influential and rich. And Mahaprabhu gave them the instruction to go to Vrindavan Dham, write literatures, establish qualities of a Vaishnav, write the proper etiquette for Vaishnav behavior, and establish gorgeous temples and establish the institution of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. So naturally, when someone has to build a temple, then he has to purchase land, establish deities. And the first thing which comes to the mind is one needs money. One needs artha. Without the artha, how you can build temples, how you can purchase land, how you can engage in any of the activities. So one would expect that when Rupa and Sanatan leave Bengal and go to Vrindavan, they carry as much money as possible from what they have earned in the employment of Nawab Hussain Shah. Because that would expedite the entire process of building the temples. But interestingly enough, the first thing Rupa and Sanatan do when they are quitting the employment of Nawab Hussain Shah is they give away 7 boatloads filled with gold biscuits. Just hearing that is bringing smiles. Gold, solid gold, 500 years ago. And they were like, they had access to the treasury because Anupam is the father of Jeev Goswami, the younger brother, he was the finance controller. Rupa Goswami was the finance person, Anupam was the chief secretary, and Sanatan Goswami was the prime minister. So practically, they had access, because Nawab Hussain Shah didn't have time to even look at what he was looting. He was just looting things and bringing and handing it over to them. They had all of that. But the first thing they do is they give away 7 boatloads. The size of the boat is not described. But whatever it may be, it is enough. You know, one boat, if we get, is sufficient to run ISKCON for a century. But why did they do that? Because they realized that Vrindavan cannot be established on the basis of gold, on the basis of wealth. And Vrindavan has to be established on the basis of spiritual consciousness. And therefore, they spent significant time, although they entered into Vrindavan February of 1516, and by the time they ended their pastimes in the late 1530s and early 1540s and 50. Till that time, not a single big structure was built in Vrindavan. Only deities were excavated and deities were installed. Simple worship was established, not the gorgeous temples. So they received the instruction to actually build the temples, but then they first prioritized writing of the scriptures, establishing the proper etiquette of following what is there in the scriptures, and establishing the proper standard for Vaishnav character and behavior. And then only, as a natural progression, their successor, like Jiva Goswami, took the responsibility of then, you know, dealing with the Mughals and like Todarmal and others, like Man Singh, and then finally the huge temples were established. And therefore, the most important literature or the focus of Rupa Goswami was at that point of time to write Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And it took almost 18 years. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu was published in 1534. So from 1516, when Rupa and Sanatan first entered, it took them around 18 years to write that literature to facilitate the transformation of the heart for anyone who is struggling with anarthas. So that was the contribution of Srila Rupa Goswami. And therefore, Kaviraj Goswami says, Prabhur agyaya koila sabha shastra vichar brajera niguda bhakti korila prachar. On Mahaprabhu's instruction and order, Prabhur agyaya koila sabha shastra vichar. Then they started studying the scriptures.
ବ୍ରଜେର ନିଗୁଢ ଭକ୍ତି କରିଲା ପ୍ରଚାର ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦେନ୍ ଦେ ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ଏଷ୍ଟାବ୍ଲିଶଡ୍ ଦ ବ୍ରଜ ଭକ୍ତି ଆଜ୍ ଡିସ୍କ୍ରାଇବ୍ଡ ୟୁ ନୋ ଇନ୍ ଦ ଶ୍ରୀମଦ୍ ଭାଗବତମ୍ ସୋ ଦେର୍ ଫର୍ ଭକ୍ତି ବିନୋଦ ଠାକୁର ଆଇନ ଶରଣାଗତି ଆଜ୍ ଦିସ୍ କ୍ୱେଶ୍ଚନ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦ ପ୍ରୋସେସ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଗୋଇଙ୍ଗ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଅନର୍ଥସ୍ ଟୁ ଦ ଷ୍ଟେଜ୍ ଅଫ୍ ବିକମିଂ ଫ୍ରି ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଅନର୍ଥସ୍ it is an intense struggle and a difficult challenge and therefore many times while going through the process a sadhaka may feel that this process is excruciatingly difficult and challenging and so is it possible for someone on the process of sharanagati to be happy can surrender and bliss go together he asked the question or as soon as you hear the word surrender means you start sweating and start feeling anxiety so he says tavasmiti vadan vacha ha tathaiva manasa vidan tat sthanam ashrita stanva modate sharanagata so he says sharanagata means one who is taking shelter and one who is following the principle of surrender can experience modate joy how even though he may not have reached that stage but the consciousness with which he should practice the process of going through the transformation of the heart is first of all he should come in front of their lordships in a temple and with folded hands offer prayer to the deities tavasmiti tava asmi iti I am yours right one should offer this prayer I am yours vadan vacha tathaiva manasa vidan after offering the prayer one should make sure that because the easiest thing to do is to offer a prayer or to speak more difficult is to mean what I have spoken then one should make an effort to match what I have spoken within the mind tathaiva manasa vidan try to put the mind behind in that track but first commit with words after you commit with the words it may be a struggle but try to struggle to fulfill the desires of the mind also to follow what the words have been spoken and then tat sthanam ashritas tanva tanu means body and so then also with the body perform activities which are bhakti anukul which are for pleasing krishna which follow the above two tat sthanam ashritas tanva so when we do this say to krishna I am yours feel within I am yours and act in a way where we are making a statement to krishna I am yours then modate then one starts experiencing joy within like I was sharing this story in the sunday bhagavatam a couple of days ago there was you know a sailor was moving on a cruise ship and he came to Mumbai and then the ship was docked for a few days so his cabin in the ship was very small and he wanted some greenery there so he wanted to buy some plant so he went around searching for a store where he could purchase some plants and he got a pot of plant and he came and kept it in his room and started watering it that was a tulsi plant which this person had sold because he just went and said give me some plant I want to keep it in my room so he said okay amongst indoor plants was tulsi plant so he sold it so he was regularly watering the tulsi plant not knowing what it is and the ship was still continuing in its journey and somehow within 1 month this sailor started feeling totally disgusted with intoxication and meat eating. As soon as meat he would see, he would just get disgusted. And the liquor, he just couldn't swallow it. He was like, you know, vomiting it out. And he got totally bewildered what's going on. He didn't think much about it. But then, you know, in another port, when he was out in the city, he met a book distributor who gave him a Bhagavad Gita. So he purchased the Gita, brought it to his room, and then he kept it. Next day again he went to tour the city. The book distributor met him again. And the first question he asked, did you read the Gita? So he said, no Baba, I just purchased it. Give me a break. Well, please do read it. It's very important. So well, next day, again he went to tour the city. Again the book distributor met him and said, did you read it? Now he was thinking, now this guy is behind me like anything. So he said, yeah, I read it. Well, how did you find it? He said, well, some parts of the book were okay. Other parts, I think, you know, I didn't agree so much. But overall, like, okay, okay. The book distributor said, this book is such that those who read it come only in two categories. Some of them love it like anything and cannot put it down. Others totally reject it. And you are saying okay, okay means you have not read it. So he said, my God, this guy is too much. So this must be some really powerful book. So he went back to his room, started reading it, got connected, and he is now the head pujari of the temple in Slovenia. So charidike shadbhakta sammarjana kuri apani shodhena prabhu shikhana savare premolasa shodhena korena krishna nam bhaktagana krishna kahe kore nija kam. So when Mahaprabhu is inspiring the devotees to clean the Gundicha temple, that's what he is trying to model. The principle of anartha nivritti. Let us clean this Gundicha temple, so clean, just like the heart, so that Jagannath can come and reside here. Premolasa shodhena loyena Krishna nam. In great ecstasy, Mahaprabhu is cleansing the temple. Bhaktagana Krishna kohe. All the devotees are chanting Krishna's holy name. Kore nijakam, as they are performing their individual activities. So Mahaprabhu is himself cleansing the Gundicha temple with great enthusiasm. And as he is doing so, his body is becoming filled with some dirt. Dhuli dhusar tanu dekhite shobhan kaha kaha ashrujale kore sammarjan. And Mahaprabhu's beautiful golden complexion becomes decorated with some spots of black here and there. And Mahaprabhu, as he is thinking about Lord Krishna, is crying tears, and he starts wiping some parts of the temple with his own tears. Kaha kaha ashrujale kore sammarjan. That is Mahaprabhu's complete bhav as he is doing the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. And so Mahaprabhu collects all the devotees and starts telling them, let's collect all of these different dirt particles here. Trina dhuli jhinkura sab ekatra kuriya bahirva se laiya phelaye bahir kuriya. That let us collect this grasses, small dirt particles, etc. in chadar, and then place it at a place and then throw it out. And so Mahaprabhu announces to all the devotees, because it's a big group of devotees who are assembled. Mahaprabhu says, Prabhu kohe kekata kuryache sammarjan trina dhuli dekhilei janiba parishram. Mahaprabhu says, yes, there are hundreds of us here, but do not think I will not observe who is serving how much. Kekata kuryache sammarjan, who is cleaning how much, I will see and understand based on trina dhuli dekhilei janiba parishram, seeing the extent of which you are collecting the dirt next to you, I will understand how much you are working. And so Mahaprabhu himself engages in cleansing. Shri haste korena simhasaner marjan, Prabhu age jala ani deya bhaktagan. The devotees come and start bringing in pots water, and Mahaprabhu is sitting on top of the beautiful altar of Gundicha temple. Prabhu age jala ani, they offer the water right in front of Mahaprabhu's hand, deya bhaktagan, and Mahaprabhu is cleansing with his own hand. And so some people are offering right in front of Mahaprabhu, ke jala ani deya Mahaprabhu kore, keha jala deya tar charana upare. And some other devotees see that Mahaprabhu is totally absorbed in cleansing their Gundicha temple, and he's sitting with his, sitting on his knees on the altar, and his lotus feet are right at the edge of the altar, facing outside. And so they think this is a great opportunity for us to pour the water on Mahaprabhu's feet. And so they pour the water on Mahaprabhu's feet. And keha lukaya kare, keha jalapan, keha magile, keha kare anyadan. And as the water falls upon Lord Chaitanya's feet and comes down, that charanamrita is being collected by some devotees in pots. And they start distributing that charanamrita to others. So in this way, Mahaprabhu is himself engaged in cleansing with his cloth. Nija vastre, koila prabhu griha sammarjan, Mahaprabhu nija vastre majila simhasan. With his own cloth, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is cleansing to show that how he is so absorbed and involved in the process. So Srila Saraswati Thakur explains in the purport that the process of anartha nivritti involves total commitment and intensity, and without intense involvement of the sadhaka in making an effort to cleanse, that cleansing process will not be possible. So depending on which activity one is trying to do, one has to invest his effort there. So therefore, when we are practicing the process of bhakti, we should be very clear what is our ultimate goal, what we are trying to achieve. And that's what Mahaprabhu is demonstrating here. And so, shata ghate jala koila mandira marjan, mandira shodhya koila yena nijaman. With 100 pots, devotees were coming and cleansing the temple. And Mahaprabhu made the temple as clean as his own heart. And it was sparkling just like his own heart. Nirmala, Shitala, Snigdha, Korila Mandire, Apana Hridaya Yena Dharila Bahire. And so the whole temple became clean, nirmala, shitala, cool, snigdha. It became extremely attractive, and it became just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart. And so all the devotees were demonstrating tremendous amount of cooperation as they were engaged in this process. So therefore, punascha bhuyat bhagavati ananta rati prasangascha tadashrayeshu mahatsuyamyam upayami srishtim maitrestu sarvatra namodvijebhya. Parikshit Maharaj establishes the fact that attraction to Krishna is the first prayer to the Lord, but that attraction is only possible in the association of devotees. And therefore, that association is what Mahaprabhu is performing this Gundicha Marjan in the midst of. Purana Kumbha Laiya, I say, Shata Bhaktagan, hundreds of devotees bring hundreds of pots, and as they are bringing in, Shunya Ghata Laiya, Jaya Shata Bhaktagan, and when the pots become empty, hundreds of other devotees take those pots away. So there is no complaint, there is no competition, there is no kind of misunderstanding on who will bring the filled up pots and who will take the empty pots. you know, who is more privileged, who is less privileged. The opportunity to serve is the only privilege which is being considered. And at that point, Nityananda Advaita Swarupa Bharati Puri Iha Vina Arasaba Ane Jalabhari. Apart from these five of them, Nityananda Advaita Swarup Bharati Puri, everybody else was totally absorbed and engaged in bringing this water. And therefore, while performing devotional service in the association, one needs to be very honest, because one is accountable to the Lord in the heart. And therefore, one should not need a supervisor to make sure that one is actually able to follow the practice of bhakti. So now, as they are bringing in the pots, hundreds of them are coming in. There is frenzied activity, and they are bringing in clay pots. Ghata ghata theki, kata ghata bhangi gela, shata shata ghata loka taha laya aila. As the pots are brought in, some of the pots clash against each other and they break. Ghata ghata theki. When the pots hit against each other, they break. And kata ghata bhangi gela, and so many pots are broken. But immediately there are others who are waiting to bring in the pots, and not a single altercation or argument is happening. Why you broke my pot? Or why you did like this, because of which the pot broke? Shata shata ghata loka taha laya aila. So each one is simply demonstrating tremendous cooperation, and the basis for all of this is jhala bhare ghare dhoya kore hari dhwani, Krishna hari dhwani vina aar nahi shuni. There was only one sound vibration going on. Krishna hari dhwani. There was only sound vibration of Krishna's holy name, which technically means within everybody's mind. As Prabhupada gives the example, you throw a stone and it creates concentric circles, which basically means that hundreds of people may be engaged in activities, but if in everyone's heart the thought arises how to serve Krishna and how to please Krishna, then in such a situation we find that the precedence is given on how Krishna can be pleased in any situation and harmonize the differences and conflicts. Krishna Krishna kahi kore ghatera prarthan, Krishna Krishna kahi kore ghata samarpan. So the only one language was being spoken, which was Krishna. One who was giving the pot was saying Krishna, one who was taking the pot was saying Krishna. Yei yei kahe jai sai Krishna name, Krishna naam hoila sanket sab kaame. By Mahaprabhu's personal presence, there was such a mystic power which was unleashed that the only one word they had to use was Krishna and everything was getting done. Right? So, you know, unfortunately, we are not so privileged to be in this kind of, you know, a divine situation. And in our case, many times we begin with Ishta Goshti, ends with Mushti Goshti. And Krishna naam hoila sanketa sab kaame. Only through chanting the name of Krishna, everything was getting resolved. So as Mahaprabhu was continuing to do this, at that point, Swarup Damodar Goswami, you know, one of the devotees there from Bengal, he started washing Mahaprabhu's feet. And Mahaprabhu called Swarup Damodar Goswami and said that Shiksha lagi Swarup dake kohila tahare, ei dekh tomar gaudiyar vyavahare. Are, just see how your gaudiya is misbehaving. Ishwar mandire mora pada dhoyila. Are, he's washing feet in the temple. Huh? And Sejala apne laya pan koila, and he's drinking that also. And because of this, ei aparadhe mora kaha hobe gati? What will be my state because of this offense? Tomar gaudiya kare etek phai jati. And your gaudiya devotee is responsible for this. So at that point, tabbe swarup gosai tare ghade hath diya, dheka mari purir bahar rakhile na laiya. So Swarup Damodar Goswami catches hold of this devotee who is doing this, gives him a slap and throws him out. And then puna asi koila prabhu koriya vinay. Come back and start praying to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Agya aparadha kshama korite yuyai. That this, you know, gaudiya devotee was actually very ignorant. Please, you forgive him. Agya aparadha kshama. And therefore, eimata puradwara age pathaya yata, in front of Gundicha temple, Mahaprabhu continued cleansing right from inside to the outside roadways. And sakala shodhila tahe bharani bhakata. And all of this cleansing which Mahaprabhu did, how is it possible to describe all of these glories? And therefore, this beautiful pastime of cleansing of the Gundicha temple, Srila Saraswati Thakur describes as representative of the removal of the anarthas from the heart, from the grosser to the finer and to the finest, as described by all of these different anarthas defined by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as kutinati, pratishthasha, kama, nishiddhachar, puja, and jiva himsa. And then when the heart is transformed and purified like this, then one is able to experience what Shripad Narad Muni is explaining to Dhru Maharaj, gunadhikam mudam lipset. When we see someone more qualified, we feel blissful. Anukrosham gunadamad, we feel compassion for those who are less qualified. Maitrim samanat ammichin, and one develops friendship towards those who are equals. Na tapair abhibhuyate, and one is not influenced by the heat of the burning sensation of the anarthas within the heart. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So, I would like to offer a warm welcome to Srila Prabhupada's disciple, His Grace Narasingha Ananda Prabhu, who's come all the way from LA and he's accompanied by, you know, guests. Son and Chris. Your son's name?
Rama. My son Rama and his friend, whom we affectionately now call Krishnananda.
Krishnananda. Already initiated. So you'd like to share a few words and of inspiration and blessings to the devotees.
You put me on the spot. Well, this verse and his lecture pointing out Bhaktivinoda's recipe for advancement in Krishna consciousness finds its full flowering here in this facsimile of Vrindavan, where we can find that association and make advancement through the sangha of each other. I find myself in awe of the advancement of so many of the brahmacharis I've known throughout the years, even in a cursory way, and I come across you so, you're so nishta, you're so steady, you're blissful, you're dancing. You look at the roadkill on the way to old age, and you can see that it's not so easy to sustain the enthusiasm and the required discipline that it takes to advance in Krishna consciousness. But you're here when I come every few years and I see the same faces, and they're still bright and they're still dancing and still chanting and welcoming us. I say, oh, there's hope for me too. And there's hope for so many of us. We had a very difficult birth, being born in this material atmosphere, all of us, but particularly for those of us who were born in America, we had so much anartha that it makes it very difficult to continue that path with full practice. And yet, I see in you that that is fully manifesting. So it is very possible. You are proof of that possibility. And by your association, we get to become more enthusiastic and hopefully follow in your footsteps, because as is required, one has to take shelter of those who are more advanced and more advancing. And Prabhupada told us, he said, he was asked, well, Prabhupada, will we go back to Godhead at the end of this life? Of course, many times he said, simply follow the regulated principles and chant 16 rounds, you'll go home at the end of this life. But he also said, well, actually, it is the children of your children. They were actually the very advanced devotees that will come. So you are the children of the children. We have the first generation, but you're the second, and then there's a third, and then there's the fourth. And the invitation to come and help Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, you can see it manifesting in this further generations. Such pure souls have come, and I thank all of you for giving us your compassion, because that's what we all need to help us overcome so much of the ugra karma that comes part and parcel of being born in these faraway places. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been born there. However, there are a few exceptions, and you know who I'm talking about. So, without getting into specifics, let us also be thankful that once in a while a moon is born amongst stars, even in the farthest reaches of the planet Varsh, Bard Varsh. And know that the sincerity of so many of my God brothers and God sisters, though they are not practicing sanana bhakti in the ways in which are very disciplined, their hearts are in the right place. And we may have many disagreements among us, but again, the goal is always to serve Krishna. And so we have to tolerate each other's differences and at the same time glorify each other for endeavoring on this very wonderful and sacred path of bhakti by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, whose books, his lectures, his talks, if you study them, hear them, they pierce the heart and they purify to such a degree that somehow or another we're all still here. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Jai. Also, I would like to welcome my sister Sadhana and her husband, Suresh Ji, who have both come here and spending few days here at Govardhan Eco Village. Welcome them. Haribol.